try to do more than one thing at a time here. 2 Peter chapter 2. Amen. Good to have you with us in the house of the Lord this morning. I got up and had myself a time this morning with the Lord in my prayer and my studying this morning and praying. Amen. I always verify one of my radio broadcasts on a local station here, and I was listening. God got to dealing with my heart, then God got to speaking to me. Amen. Sometimes you work and you labor and you get the mully grubs if you're not careful, because things don't go just exactly like you think it should. Hello? You ever get there where it looks like the devil tells you you're spinning wheels, wasting your time? Hello? If the devil's telling you that, you can take one thing to the bank. He's lying. Amen. The Word of God says he's a liar from the beginning. Amen. All he's out to do is discourage you, and so you'll stop doing everything you're doing for God. Then he'll really, have you where he wants you at. Amen. If we quit, the Word of God says, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. For in due season, amen, God controls due season, amen, you shall reap if you faint not, if you don't quit. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks? They're quitters. Amen. Brother Clendenin said that modern church is a soft, underbellied thing. Amen. Don't have any bottom. That's what he used to talk about a horse. When he said a horse had bottom, means he could have grit. He could run, amen, beyond what a man could thought. Amen. If you wanted a horse and you need to get out of trouble, you wanted one that had bottom. One that keep on running when the other ones had to stop, hunt water, whatever have you. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you what God's after. God's after a church that's got bottom. One that's grounded. One that can run. Amen. And not be weary. Walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house already this morning. I feel like having church. Amen. Out of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1. Amen. We'll read this morning down through the ninth verse. Amen. 2 Peter 2 and 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the blood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen. I won't preach out of that last verse. We're going to work up to it by the help and grace of God. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank you, Lord, this very day, sir, that you have provided for us all things that pertain unto godliness and righteousness. You've made the way. You are the way. You are the truth, and you are the life. Lord, let us then walk in the way that is right. Let us walk in the light as you're in the light, having that fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, then cleanseth us from all sin. Let us, God, walk in that with patience and said with diligence, that God, in the end, you'll sort it all out. You'll deliver the godly. You'll set in motion the judgment against the wicked. We don't have to worry about those things, sir. We must just simply allow you to lead us, guide us, and Lord, to keep us. Let us walk with you, love you, embrace you. May we speak as the oracle of thee, sir. And may your word find good ground in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. I love this passage of Scripture. God used that old fisherman Peter, amen, to tell, amen, some very wonderful things, amen. A man that was simple in his learning, but had a walk with God. He was rambunctious, amen, amen. Simply, he had a high reactionary, amen, way about him. But God, you turned that zeal into good, amen. Hallelujah. God took another man named Saul of Tarsus, amen, who was a zealous man, and turned that same zeal into good. God knows how to do those things, amen. Thank God that He does. And so Peter here, amen, opens the Word of God, declaring that there were false prophets among the people. He's making reference to the times before, to the past. Amen. And then he says, amen, even as there shall be false teachers among you. In other words, it's not just them, amen, but it's also in our day, amen, and that who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, or if you will, amen, false teachings that bring, amen, destruction with them. Amen. And then he goes on and says, denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Amen. If there have ever been a time, amen, when there is a full-fledged, amen, denial of Christ in a almost a wholesale way. And by the way, that's not coming from the world. A lot of that's coming from the church. Amen. Come on, the professing church. Amen. I'm telling you, when we arrive at places where men can take the Word of God, tamper with it, amen, I'm telling you, that takes a lot on a person, amen, to just play with God's Word as if they're God themselves. Amen. I don't want to stand in that position. That's not my place. It's my place to be where God's told me to be. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. But there, I'm telling you, everything you do to tamper with the Word of God brings about a denial of Christ. Amen. Many come to the age where they don't even want, amen, the blood in their songs. They're denying Christ. Amen. Word of God says, beware of those folks, amen, who want to belittle the blood that bought them. Come on with me, amen. When you go to denying and playing games with, amen, the very thing that, amen, will make us, amen, eligible to be the beneficiaries of Christ, amen, we destroy the work of salvation. We destroy the work of Christ. We belittle Him. We make mockery of the blood. Come on with me this morning. I can tell you the blood, it is my plea, the blood that cleanseth me. Amen. Every false gospel brings about damnation. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. With the world we're living in is suffering today because men would rather preach a social gospel. Amen. That brings men to damnation than to have preached the gospel of Christ. That brings men to repentance. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, John the Baptist didn't, amen, have a complicated message. Amen. His message was the same as Christ's message. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Anything, amen, more or less than that is compromising, amen, the message of God. Amen. I'm telling you, God has got the church here and the ministry here to warn the world. If you continue in the way that you go, amen, it's not going to be good. Destruction lieth in wait. Amen. Listen, amen, Peter is setting some things by the Holy Ghost in motion here. Amen. I'm telling you, he's showing them that what happened in the past, what is going to happen in their life, amen, and what the results of that is going to be, amen, and the same God, amen, that brought about the punishment for the past, amen, is also going to bring about retribution for the present and the future ages that are going to exist, amen. I believe Brother David said, and I've read it from other ones, if you want to find out what God will do, look what He has done. Amen. All I got to do is look at
this book, amen, and see what God does when people get out of line. What God does when people obey God. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I want to be the recipient of His grace. I want to be the recipient of His power. Amen. I want to walk in the light. Amen. And inherit that glorious righteousness that Christ has made available to you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is talking to me this morning. Amen. He's reprimanding me in some ways and He's cheering me up in others. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen to, if we'll let God, amen, do what God does, and we'll just simply do what God told us to do. Amen. Come on, there's some things that we can't do, but God can. Amen. God hadn't told us to do those things, but God said, if you'll do what I tell you, amen, if you'll obey me, amen, then I'll take care of all the other stuff. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. We live in an age when folks want to run after the treasures and the blessings and forget the One who has caused it all to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to move to where I want to go this morning. I'm going to just lay the foundation here. Amen. Notice what He said. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. I'm going to read that again. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. The word pernicious means, amen, destructive. Amen. It means damnable, or if you will, damnation. Ways that result in tragedy. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, you depart from the truth, you're walking in a lie. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, the father of lies is who you're going to spend your eternity with. His name is Lucifer. Amen. God has prepared a place for him and those who follow him and his angels. Amen. That place is called hell. Amen. And it's real today. My Bible says that in these last days that it enlarges itself daily. Amen. It is ever increasing. The church is here to try to decrease the population of hell. Amen. Come on with me. If we don't, amen, preach the truth and live the truth, amen, then we're going to help propagate the growth of hell itself. Amen. I know that somebody said something about my daughter the other day. You go to one of them fire and brimstone churches. I said, folks are going to wish one day. Come on with Brother Joe. I've been told about preaching funerals. We don't want no fire and brimstone. Amen. Listen, I said, I'm going to tell you, I ain't promising you nothing. Amen to God. Whatever God puts on my heart, that's what we'll preach. Amen. I'm not being hateful, nasty, or mean. Amen. I didn't tell you, you sit in a house full of people, somebody's passed away, and they got questions of eternity in their heart. Amen. You tell them everything's all right to continue down that road of sin. You swinging wide the gates of hell and snatching to me, and come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, God, I've had preachers that I've seen stand in pulpits, amen, telling folks that, amen, so-and-so went to heaven when they lived the most ungodly life. Amen. I can tell you, they've never been more harm done, amen, to individuals than that. Brother Joe, you can't be hateful. I'm not talking about being hateful. I'm talking about the truth. I'm going to tell you what hateful is. Hateful is telling somebody they're all right when you know they are headed for eternal damnation. That's hateful. Amen. That's absolute deceit. That's not godly. Amen. God never once pulls the rug over sin and hides something from you and I. And when I come to God, God don't play games with me. He's blunt. Amen. Why? Because God wants me, amen, to spend eternity with Him. Amen. How you know? He done it so much that He sent Jesus to an old rugged cross to die. Amen. That's how much that He loves us. Amen. I'm telling you, and God ain't going to waste that, amen, on some little bit of feelings. Amen. Feelings don't mean nothing. In eternity, feelings won't mean a thing. Come on with me. We live in a time when folks worry about more what people think about them than what God thinks about them. Amen. I've heard Brother Clendenin say this, and I agree with him. God is a whole lot more concerned about our holiness than He is our happiness. Amen. Oh, make me happy. Amen. You can be happy all the way to hell, sir. Amen. But what good is that going to do you? Amen. You spend a fraction of your life that you can't even find in eternity. Amen. Being happy. And you're going to spend a portion of your life that you can't even measure being in utter torment. My. Amen. Yes, there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. Amen. I know a lot of people don't preach on it anymore. Amen. When I went to church as a boy, amen, I can tell you, I remember sitting under the lights of Brother Pennington, amen, while he preached to hell hot. Amen. Come on with me. I'm telling you, it's still just as hot, amen, today as it was then. Amen. Thank God for men who warn. What did John the Baptist? He warned men to flee the wrath to come. Amen. This is what Peter is reassuring. Amen. The church. He's also reassuring the world. Come on. Oh, come on, my brother Joe. You were listening. Peter said, amen, God knows how to deliver the godly. Amen. Amen. He's reassuring that church. But at that world, at the same time, he's reassuring them of something. And deliver the ungodly, amen, to the judgment. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. I tell you what is said here. Amen is a good message for the street. Amen. To preach to that world out there. Amen. The devil tells you, amen, you're getting by. Amen. You're having the time of your life. Amen. What he hasn't showed you, amen, is where you're headed. Amen. When you arrive at that final destination, believe you me, it is a final destination. Amen to God. No purgatory. Ain't nobody going to pray you out of that pit. Amen. No. Amen. That hell is going to be cast into that lake of fire. I read in my Bible. Amen. And the smoke of that torment is going to ascend up forever and forever and forever. Amen. You know, we come down a time when the church wants to wink at sin. No. The Word of God didn't say God ever winked at sin, Brother Joe. Somebody said God winked at sin. I said, that's not what the book says. At times of ignorance, God winked at. Hello? But what does the Word of God say? Let's finish the rest of the story. But now, God commanded all men to come unto repentance. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, judgment according to knowledge. Amen. I can tell you, God sent a man named Jonah, amen, down to Nineveh. Amen. He said, there's some folks down there didn't know their left hand from their right hand. They's ignorant. Amen. Come on. They're sinful, but they're ignorant. Amen. But when God sent His man down there, amen, to preach the gospel to them and warn them, they no longer ignorant. Amen. They are informed. Come on. That's why when the church is here, amen, God has got us here to inform the world, amen, that there is a day, amen, of reckoning that is coming. The day of the Lord, what does Peter write? Peter writes in another place, amen, the day of the Lord will come. Amen. Amen. It will come. Amen. Told that little, amen, Jehovah's Witness, my wife Taylor said, remember, Peter said, the day of the Lord will come. Amen. And when the day of the Lord comes, God's going to bring to reckoning everything. Amen. He's going to destroy this world. Amen. The heavens and the earth are going to be burned up. Amen. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to totally cleanse it all from unrighteousness. Amen. And when God says He's going to do something, you can go ahead, put it in the bank, and go ahead and draw off of it because it's going to happen. No conditions there. God's going to do that. Amen. Listen, I got to get where I'm going. And He said, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Amen. Have you ever seen anybody make any more fun, amen, of the truth of the Word of God than the modern day, amen, a lot of modern day ministry? They mock it. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, they mock what God calls true righteousness. Amen. They want to hand you some bill of goods. Amen. They want to hand you some man-made, amen, lie. They've been hatched up out of hell. Amen. And tell you, you don't have to, amen, live right anymore. Hello? You don't have to obey God anymore. You can go to heaven in full disagreement with God. I got news for you. The last person that disagreed with God, amen, in heaven, I read where God had him kicked out. Hello? Hello? Come on now. And I ain't found anywhere where God's had a change of mind or a change of heart. Hello? Amen. God's still the same God. Thank God that He is. If God's changing like this, but amen, modern day generation wants to act like He is, amen, then I can tell you there will never be a heaven. Amen. But God's not changing. Amen. He is an immutable God. His Word is immutable. He does not change. And there is going to be a heaven. Amen. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. And there is also going to be a hell. Amen. Where everybody that don't go to heaven is headed to hell. Come on. There ain't but two places, amen, that you find in this book. I don't care what, amen, somebody dreams up and writes up somewhere. There's only two places, amen, a man, woman, boy, girl's going to go, amen, and that's to heaven or hell. Amen. Brother Joe, that's too cut and dried. That's what's wrong now. Amen. That devil wants to paint some kind of complicated, mixed up lie. Amen. To confuse. Amen. My Bible said that God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Man's the author and Lucifer's the author of confusion. Amen. Listen, I got to get where I'm going. I'm trying to lay the foundation. Burping and by reason be the way the truth shall be evil spoken of. Pernicious ways, ways of destruction. Amen. Don't believe it. Look around and see how many folks will follow a person that'll never say anything to them about the ungodliness of their life. Listen, when folks go to church day in and day out, amen, profess to be a part of that church and still turn around and live ungodly, come on. Either they're in rebellion in that church or they're, amen, nobody's applying that Word of God. Hello. Listen, if you can, amen, belong to a church and live in open sin and nobody's got a problem with that, I'd find me somewhere else to go. Come on. Because you're in a dangerous place. Amen. If they don't agree with you, hey, they agree with you while you sin, tell you it's all right, honey. Just keep dropping the money in the plate. Everything will be fine. No, it won't. You can't buy your ticket to heaven with all with your money. I don't care how rich you are. You can't drop it up in the plate to get through the pearly gates. Amen. Come on with me. But I can tell you what you can do if you ain't got a dime. Amen. You can come to an old-fashioned altar. Amen. You can kneel down and you can ask the Lord of glory. Amen. The high priest of heaven. Amen. Would you have mercy on me? I confess my sins. Amen. Would you dip the hyssop in the blood? And would you sprinkle me under righteousness? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Make me whiter than snow. My, my, my. Amen. That old red blood that changes that old black garment and that old black heart. Amen. To a white, pure, amen, garment. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I'm glad I believe in salvation by grace. Let me hurry. I'm trying to lay my foundation. Amen. Listen. And through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you? And you tell me, you read anything in your Bible that sounds any more like the measure of religion today in Christianity than those words are there prevailing? It's like you're reading a summary, amen, of the modern day church system. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm not talking about the born again. I'm talking about, amen, those folks are just religious. Amen. Come on. Listen. Everything is more about feel good. Amen. Hippie-yippie-yay. Hey, come on with me. I like it when God, amen, moves and I feel His joy in my soul. Amen. But if all that's moving me is a little high-clipped up music, amen, come on, and a little bit of helped up emotions, amen, I'm telling you, while I live in sin, amen, it's all hypocrisy, amen, and it ain't going nowhere. And on rapture day, ain't nobody getting off the ground. Now, Brother Joe, amen, everybody knows Brother Joe's emotional. Amen. But listen, I can have all the emotions in the world and live ungodly. It don't mean a thing except, amen, that I'm emotional, amen, for the wrong reasons. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, no matter, I can go to a good, amen, you want to get emotions, you can go to a good country concert, amen, or a good rock and roll concert. You can get them emotions all fired up. Don't mean you stayed right with God. Come on. If I get excited over things that are not, amen, that don't agree with God, then something's wrong with me. Hello. Amen. Come on. But amen, if it's God that's stirring my soul, amen, and burning my cup over, that's another whole matter. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I tell you what's important. Amen. To get a good old fashioned, up to date experience with God. Amen. Amen. Where everything's going the wrong way or the right way, it don't make no difference. Amen. Don't matter where the, amen, if you're working night or noon, don't matter if it's midnight, don't matter if it's the middle of the day. Amen. You're talking with God, and God's talking to you. Amen. And God's stirring your soul. Amen to God. There, amen, is what we got to have. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Willie texts me on Monday night. Tuesday. Monday night or Tuesday night? Can't remember which one it was. Tuesday night. Amen. Said he wanted his inheritance. Amen. He wanted his heritage. Thank God. I said, well, glory to God. I said, what God stirred me up about, maybe He stirred somebody else up about. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want my heritage in God. I want what God's got. Amen. Because I need what God's got. I got to have what God's got. Hello? It's not an option. It's imperative. Amen. I get that old song. I can't walk. Amen. Without Him holding my hand. Amen. I can't talk. I can't do anything except God is at work. If we got any wise other, amen, opinions about that, we are wrong. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Listen to them. And that through covetousness they would profane words who make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Amen. Covetousness. That's most of us know what covetousness is. Amen. Evil or desires, wanting something. Amen. You know, there are things that are covet that are not wrong. He said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Hello? But when I get to coveting things, amen, that are against my walk with God, when I begin to want more of what this world has than I want from what God has, amen, covetousness has taken the wrong direction. Amen. You know why? Amen, folks, want to go hear a false teacher? Amen, because they want things that don't agree with this book. And so they want to hunt somebody to tell them it'll be all right. You know, come on, misery loves company. Amen. I can tell you what, you ever been around a person you know that's miserable and you couldn't hardly stand still around them because I'm telling you, they want you to get in the same pity party boat they's in. And come on, amen. Listen, amen. I don't mind praying, helping somebody, but if you stay in that place all the time, amen, you ain't been listening to God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Sooner or later, God's going to say something to me that'll make me perk up. Amen. Listen, amen, I'm telling you that misery, amen, you're going to always find somebody that'll tell you it's all right for you to go ahead and sin. Hello? It ain't hard to find that today. Matter of fact, you can find that real easy. Amen. Listen, I've seen people, oh, that's all right. God's a merciful God. I said, yes, He is. I said, but that don't mean anywhere in that book that God agrees with that. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Word of God is very clear about pushing God in His mercy and about playing them little games. Amen. How long do you think God promised me? Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. God, therefore, I need to take heed and take the warning of God. Amen. That God ain't promised me that I can go and listen. I know David. Amen. God was merciful a long time to David. Amen. But I can tell you there come a time when God cut His mercy off. David had to come to the knowledge of the truth and get it right. If he hadn't, I can assure you that David would have went the way of everybody else that rebelled against God. It don't matter who we are, whose son or daughter we are, amen, who my grandparents are, amen, God's got the same, amen, the same pattern for me He's got for everybody else. Whether I'm 8 or 80, hey, amen, one fellow said, blind, crippled, or crazy, amen, God's got the same salvation, amen. Don't matter who we are. Come on, Brother Joe. Brother Joe, God's got a different one for the youth. I beg to differ with you. Amen. God don't hold him to a different standard than He does adults. But here, some people tell us you think He does. God don't do that. Amen. Matter of fact, you'll find Brother Joe's pretty belligerent about a lot of things. One of those things is that I think our youth needs some leadership. Hello! Amen. I agree. I heard a preacher preach. Matter of fact, amen. Brother McGraw preaches. Somebody got to show them the way back across the river. Hello? Who going to do that? Amen. Listen. Amen. It means I got to have a deep-seated, rooted, grounded relationship with Christ. If I don't have that, amen, the mountain peaks may not bother me much, but the valleys are going to destroy me. Hello? I got to have something to the last, that will go through time and eternity. Listen, and listen, he said, for God spared not this, and their damnations from not. For God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them to the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world. Amen. God didn't spare that world. It was filled with sin. Amen. Read it. We can go in your Bible, and the Word of God said that men's thoughts were evil. Only evil continued. Their whole life was made up of ungodliness. Amen. I won't get ahead of myself if I'm not careful. God did not spare that world. Amen. We read that God sent a flood. Amen. What did God say? Every living thing. Amen. Everything that creepeth on the ground. Every fowl that flieth in the air. Amen. Come on. God said, I'm going to destroy everything except the designated portion of what God put aside. Everything that God did not reserve to live died. I'll say that again. Everything that God did not save, amen, through His servant Noah, died. Hello? They wasn't one, not one that made it. Amen. People say, well, there never was dinosaurs. I believe there were dinosaurs pre-diluvian. Amen. The Word of God talks about them in the book of Job. By the way, if you want to know the Word of God, amen, the book of Job is probably the oldest book that you have in your Bible. Amen. Job lived before the flood. Amen. He's pre-diluvian. He talks about Leviathan. Amen's a dragon-like creature. Said the arrows won't pierce his scales. Amen. He's a bad dude. Amen. But he said God, amen, made him. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But God took down a lot of things. Amen. My God, amen, stopped that world. Amen. That world is sinful. Amen. Because he found one man. Hello? Amen. A man that was he could make into a preacher of righteousness. Amen. He lived, amen, and worked and labored and preached for 100 years. Amen. And 2 months and 17 days. Come on. That's a long time to labor and preach. Amen. God said, yet 120 years will I strive with man, but God shortened the days. Amen. I said, God shortened the days. I want to read you. I want to finish reading where I'm at, and I'm going to go through the scripture, and I'm going to go where I want to go this morning by the help and grace of God. Bear with me. Listen. Amen. He said, God spared not the old world, but save Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And what is Peter establishing now? God, Peter is establishing by the Holy Ghost, amen, that God, amen, knows how to save the righteous, but he's establishing here that God is going to reserve that world unto judgment and damnation. Amen. Come on. We read this, and every time I see that rainbow in the sky, amen, it reminds me of 2 things. Amen. It reminds me, amen, of God's grace. Amen. Come on. But it also reminds me of God's judgment. Hello? You know, them folks who ride around and want to live that ungodly, perverted lifestyle, want to run around with that rainbow flag, all they're doing is setting their own damnation. Every time they fly that thing, amen, it says God's going to judge you wicked. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. God, amen. God gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water but fire next time. Amen. That old song, my mama used to sing that old song. Amen to God. I'm telling you, but God, amen, judged that world. He destroyed every living thing in that world outside of them that found grace in His sight. Come on, brother. I said He destroyed everything. Amen, Brother Clendenin said that old black preacher you heard in Maryland when he's driving there many years ago, headed to New York to preach under the tent. Amen, with Sam Bach. Amen. Said, I heard that old preacher in the middle of the night preaching. Amen. Said, Noah. Amen. That old black man said, Noah's the greatest preacher what ever lived. Amen. Everybody didn't say he'd be damned. Amen. Come on. Everybody that didn't listen to Noah, everybody that didn't get on that ark, amen, died in that flood. Amen. You hear, Brother Joe? I'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be on the outside looking in. When the rain began to fall, the sinners on the Lord did call, but too late then. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I want to be part of that kingdom. My God in heaven. Amen. God saved Noah. Amen. Why did He save Noah? Because Noah listened to God. Amen. Noah reverenced God. Noah obeyed God. Amen. Come on. Noah didn't go hunt him another preacher. Amen. To tell him, that's all right. You don't have to build an ark. Amen. God ain't going to destroy you. Woo! Well, you reckon if Brother Noah would have done that, he'd have died. He wouldn't have been nobody left, would they? God found, listen, God's always found His man to preserve humanity and to bring about His Christ. Come on. He found Abraham and Ur of the Chaldees. Come on. Amen. I'm so glad He found me. Amen to God. Amen. In love, put His arms around me. He found Abram down there. Amen. In a horrible land. Amen. Come on. Fires are burning. It's a place of sin. It's a place of ungodliness. Amen. But He found somebody. Amen. That would obey Him. He found somebody that would listen to Him. He found somebody that would honor Him. Amen. And He used them. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. He found Noah. Amen. Then He finds Abraham. Amen. He's found a lot of folks down through the years. God has preserved His seed. Amen. Through that woman. That devil in the book of Genesis. He said to Lucifer, amen, through childbearing. Amen. She's going to redeem herself. Come on with me. Amen. Because my wife. Amen. Out of that woman. Out of that virtuous. Amen. Virgin is going to come for the child. They're going to call His name Jesus. That's going to save His people from their sin. Woo. Come 4,000 years. Amen. Nearly. Amen. Come on. Amen. God watched over that business. Amen. God found men and women who'd honor Him. Amen. And He kept His word and His promise. Amen to God. I'm glad God's still looking over it. The same God that looked over, amen, and found Noah and delivered mankind through that flood. Come on. And the same God that found Abram, amen, to deliver the children of Israel, amen, so He could carry on that righteous seed, amen. He's the same God that sits on heaven's throne today. He's still watching over. Hey, come on. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. It means two things. It means that God's going to keep His word. There is coming a day of final redemption. Hello? Come on. Amen to God. Hallelujah. That's why I let, amen, God happy singing that song. Keep on the firing line. Amen. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Oh, hallelujah. Keep on the firing line. I will praise the Savior for the call we had. Amen. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we've helped to win, amen, there's going to be folks there you ain't know you helped. Amen. Just living for God. Amen. You never know who you influence. Amen. Had a man, amen, called to me one time. I never knew that man paid any attention. He called me on a Sunday afternoon. I talked to him about God. Amen. I witnessed to him. Amen. I separated myself from folks who didn't live right. Amen. I put my time, amen, with God. Amen. He called me up. Amen. Knew where I was at. He's following. Why? He's watching. I never knew it. We never know who's watching us. Amen. Had another man live right over here. Amen. Told my pastor, said, I watched him. I said, I tried to entice him in the wrong thing. He did. Amen. But he said, I found him, that he loved God and he loved me. I'm glad that when I saw him the last time, amen, Mr. Edward Griswold, that he still had a hold of Jesus. He still took my hand and cried and testified that my lungs had gone. My life looks like it's on this earth speaking to the end, but I got hope. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a hope of a better life. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, listen. I know I got a hush. Amen. Here, he says, God reserved that world into judgment. Amen. Not only did he mention them, but he goes down and he says, listen, and he said that God delivered Lot. And he turned, pardon me, verse number 6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. Several places in your Bible you will find that God brings to remembrance what He has done against the wicked. God hadn't done that by accident. He's done that on purpose. Amen. God wants us to understand something very clear. God knows how to save the righteous and deliver them. Amen. Listen, God ain't got to learn. He knows how. Amen. God ain't on no apprenticeship. He ain't on the job training. God knows how. Amen. Maybe this evening, if the Lord doesn't, we'll finish the rest of it. Amen. But He also knows how to deliver, to keep the ungodly and preserve them unto a day of judgment. Amen. That world somehow thinks that God's going to forget about them. Oh, no, He ain't. Amen. The same, the God that is willing to forget my sin. Amen. If I will obey Him and do what He said, amen, will not forget my sin if I don't. I'm going to fix the clothes here. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. Amen. God begins to reason with the children of Israel. And He said, you consider this, Israel. I'm paraphrasing. If I'm willing to forget all the iniquity to them that will repent, is it not just then, amen, that I don't forget or that I will remember all the sin of them who will not repent? Come on. Listen. Why can God say, God said to that backslider, I never knew you? Why? Because God said, I forgot. I forgot because you forgot me. I forgot you. Come on. Listen. So he's married to the backslider. He is. But when it's all over with and done, God said, I forget all about that. Why? God said, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his wicked way and live. Amen. God said, but if you don't, wicked will not turn from their wicked way and live. Then God said, I'm going to forget all the, if they've ever been with me, I'm going to forget all the good things and the righteous things they've ever done. A person backslides and goes back on God. They sail God down the river. Amen. Then God says, I will remember that no more. God said, now you consider this. Is it not just that I do that? If God's willing to forget all the bad that I've done, if I obey Him, is it not just then that God forgets all the good? Come on. By the way, all the good that man can do never going to get him into heaven anyway. Amen. Because if we're going to do anything good, it's going to be because God is working through you and I. Amen. So Peter says, you take my warning. Amen. Church, you take my encouragement. God knows how to deliver the righteous. We're living in perilous times. Hello? Don't believe it? Look at, amen, one of the newscasters, I believe, with Fox, said, amen, they went to his house, about broke his door down, his wife and kids inside scared to death. Amen. Yeah, makes you wonder, where is law enforcement when all this is going on? I want to tell you, we're living in a dangerous, dangerous world. We're living in a world of madness and anger and malice. Amen. We're living in a world where sin is rampant. Amen. Listen, we're living in a world where life is devalued. Amen. To nothing. Come on. That's the world we're living in. Are you encouraged, Brother Joe? Not about that. I'm encouraged that God knows how to deliver the righteous. And God knows how to reserve the unjust to a day of judgment. It's not my pleasure. It's not God's will. Listen, every sinner that dies outside of God, they've died against the will of God. God has made a way. He has sent the Lamb of God to die on an old rugged cross. If folks go to hell, you know what they're going to go to hell over? They're going to go to hell over the blood of Jesus. Hello? God delivered Noah. God delivered the children of Israel from the Egyptians. God delivered Rahab the harlot because she obeyed God. God delivered three Hebrew children. God delivered Daniel. God delivered Esther and the Jews. Same God. Amen. Same world. Same sin. Same hatred. Same malice. Oh, but thank God. God knows how to deliver. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, that you know what you're doing. That you haven't got how to learn anything. That you've already had it figured out long before we ever arrived. Thank you, sir, for salvation. Thank you for life. Thank you for hope. This morning, may you minister. May we have confidence in you. May we take, God, great hope in that you know how to deliver the godly. I realize, sir, that there are many going to die in the labor for God, but you, God, shall keep them and preserve them unto heaven that is pure and holy, and they, sir, shall only leave a world that is filled with damnation and arrive in a place where there is none. May you minister. Lord, may we obey you, may we cleave unto you, may we trust in you, and may we labor to show a world they need to flee the damnation to come. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. The world is in grave danger. I'll say that again. The world is in grave danger. Ain't a more dangerous place in the world to be than be lost and undone without God. I don't care where you are in this world. Amen. The greatest danger is that man is without Christ, that he don't have God. He's in great danger. Amen. From one, he is one breath away from an absolute godless eternity. He's one breath away from eternal destruction. Amen. My, amen. God deals with my heart and I weep at times about how many are dying and going to hell. How many are wasting resources when they could be warning people. Turn. Amen. From that way of wrath. If you don't turn, amen, just like Brother Spurgeon said in his tract, you're going to burn, sure as God lives. Amen. But if we'll turn, amen, He'll wash us in the red blood of Jesus. He'll purge us of sin. He'll give us life. Amen. Glory to God more abundantly. Amen. And He'll give us a promise and a new heritage. Amen. Like we can't even begin to believe. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He'll set our feet on a solid rock. He'll establish our goings. Amen. He'll set us, amen, on the road to heaven. Amen to God. And He'll say He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, but then He'll go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We sung that song Sister Deborah wrote, I'm on my way home. Come and join me. Amen. My. I'm headed somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. I have reason to be joyful. Amen. I'm headed to a place, amen, where nobody's going to die anymore. Amen. I'm headed to a place where sickness is not going to arrive anymore. I'm headed to a place where sin is not going to be anymore. Amen. I'm headed to a place where there will be no more parting. Amen. No more parting. No, I won't have to tell my dear loved ones goodbye ever again. Woo! I will tell you that alone is worth more than money can even begin to buy. Amen. I got loved ones waiting on the other side. Amen. I long to see them. Amen. I was telling the wife, amen, we was talking about the age of that cat that Mama had, and I always reference it. Amen. Dad's been gone over 11 years. Amen. But one day, hallelujah, glory to God, I plan on seeing him again. Amen. And I plan on seeing him in a better land. Hallelujah. Glory, I want to see him, amen, on streets of gold. I want to see him in a place where we'll never grow old. Hallelujah. We sung that song at my grandmother and grandfather's graveside. Me and Tim and Uncle John in a land where we'll never grow old. Amen. I can tell you age has nothing to do with that place. Amen. Weakness and frailness is gone forever. Amen. Nothing but joy in that land. Amen. Hallelujah. And believe you me, I'm looking for it. I'm longing for it. I want to go there. Amen. Because I'm telling you, ain't nobody in heaven want to leave. And ain't nobody in hell want to stay. Woo! I'm going to say that again. Ain't nobody in heaven wants to leave. And ain't nobody in hell wants to stay. Amen. You know, we got an ignorant generation we're living in that's totally left all sanity. Talk about how bad this country is and how then why in the world does people risk life and limb to get into it. Don't make a dab of sense, does it? That's because people who rejected the truth, all they're left with is a lie. It's a sad estate. Amen. And the only cure for that insanity is the truth. Ain't no other cure. Psychological treatment, amen, ain't going to work. It's not psychological. It's in the soul. It's in the spirit of man. Man, his spirit is corrupted. He's corrupted entirely. Amen. Man fell in that garden. He didn't just corrupt his mind. He corrupted his whole nature. His spirit died. He's corrupted from the deepest recesses of who he is. Amen. That's why ain't nobody can save man from sin except Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand across the house. Hallelujah.